Hey there, and welcome to Calvary Chapel, Palm Desert. I'm Tom, just one of regular people that attend this church. Thanks for coming to church today. God put it in your heart, the desire to check us out. And we are grateful for your visit. I once was new here, trying to figure the place out. So I thought it might be helpful to put something together to help you get to know us a little quicker. In the next few minutes, as you drive, or perhaps sit in your comfortable chair at home, we want to better introduce ourselves and provide a short tour of the purpose, people, and ministries here at Calvary Chapel. Recognize this: in all we do, our desire for each and every person is to know Jesus and be conformed to His image by the power of the Holy Spirit. God loves us and you. Hears our prayers and reaches out to us via the Bible that we can fully trust. By attending today, you probably noticed that our pastor is what we call an expository teacher. He takes us through precept by precept, verse by verse, chapter by chapter of a book of the Bible. This allows the Word of God to speak directly into our lives and how it applies to us today in a practical way. I have attended a lot of churches over the decades of my life, and I tell you that I have learned so much more by this method than any other. It changed me in understanding God and my attempt to be what Christ hopes me to be. I got a lot of work left to do, though, that's for sure. Then again, everybody does, because churches are full with those who come short of the ideal. Thank the Lord, though, for Calvary Chapel, Palm Desert. Expository teaching is also a trait of the entire Calvary Chapel movement that started in the late 60s by the straight-laced Chuck Smith, who was one of the leaders of the Jesus movement, which was a revival for the young counterculture of its time. Many of those young people grew to create beautiful worship music and also lead churches for themselves. Over the subsequent decades, Calvary Chapels have grown to more than 1,000 strong worldwide, with the deserved reputation of welcoming everyone as they are. I'm glad about that, as if I've gotten to know people at our church. They have come from many backgrounds, some real tough, some real sweet, but all are here to seek God. A man named Joel Coleman was one who also felt welcome as he walked through a Calvary Chapel church door for the first time. In his early 30s, he had just turned from a regrettable lifestyle. He turned to instead accept the grace of Jesus. He turned his life to God and realized for the first time the love from God that was always there. Joe is proof that miracles happen because he eventually grew in his faith and knowledge to become a pastor. He and his wife Tina packed up a truck and moved from California to plant a new Calvary Chapel, which was desperately needed by people in Vermont. From nothing, not a single member nor a building, God grew a fine evangelical church. And many years later, the Colemans were called back to California to plant another. This one, this church in Palm Desert, where Joe continues to be our pastor today. Joe and Tina are on fire for God and what he is doing in Coachella Valley. Joe is joined in ministry with Ryan Conley, our youth pastor. God has gifted him in leading children and young people, but he also has a heart for the elderly, where he meets with them at their retirement facilities. Ryan's story is similar to many who have come to Christ. He was totally focused on himself and temporary pleasures that led to down a miserable road. Broken and on his knees, he received Christ, repenting of his old ways. People that knew Ryan before will attest that God definitely worked a miracle. He eventually was ordained a pastor and serves the church along with his wife, Tara. Although pastors Joe and Ryan wish they hadn't gone down the rocky road before they found Christ, for me, their transparency is assurance that our pastors have empathy for anyone seeking to turn to Christ. You may be wondering about where we meet. In the basement of a Jewish temple, of all things. Calvary Chapel, Palm Desert actually began at a local hotel, but after a while, more space was needed, and God had the right solution. He opened up worship space and church offices at the temple. We are often told that it seems strange that a Christian church would locate here. However, God has provided a great place to worship while also enjoying a terrific relationship with our Jewish friends. We think it's a special place. The office is typically open 9 to 4, Tuesday through Friday. Come by and say hello to our secretary, Sue, or one of the pastors. Worship services downstairs starting at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday. But we also hold a midweek service at 7 p.m. every Wednesday. Joe goes through a different book of the Bible on Wednesdays. As I'm sure you know, a building is where a church meets, but the church is not a building, but instead a body of people who have multiple opportunities to grow in Christ. Some people are searching. Some people are new believers, and some people are maturing believers at different levels. I love the diversity. Whatever stage you are at, you are welcome to participate in many functions of the church. There's no pecking order here. Sorry, but you won't find church choirs or big stage productions at Sunday and Wednesday services, but our sweet guitars and vocals hopefully will inspire you to worship, celebrate, and revere Christ. Pastor Joe follows the music with teaching from the Bible. Typically, he walks through a chapter of a book each Sunday or Wednesday. During the church services, your kids are not forgotten. Pastor Ryan and his volunteers offer ministries for the church and youth. Kids receive lots of messages from the world, you know, some that are not very welcomed by their parents and certainly not God. The staff purposes to show the kids the love of God through their own faith and through scripture tailored to their age groups. Sunday school has Bible lessons designed for preschool through kindergarten, that's ages 3 through 6, elementary, ages 7 through 12, and junior high and high school kids. There's also a nursery for families with children 2 and under. Wednesday evening gives the kids more opportunity, mixed in with a little fun too. But let's get back to the adults for a moment. We know that Christians should hang around each other to edify, encourage, and enjoy one another's company. It's important in the era we live in because there are so many distractions, some unhealthy otherwise. So we have also lots of opportunities for adults. Women meet on Tuesday evenings for a Bible study, typically using a workbook to guide them. Also available is a Thursday morning prayer group to provide a place for the ladies to seek the Lord together. Men meet Tuesday mornings in a discipleship class where they read books that help them strive to be better men of God. I like that because it makes me accountable in studying. Saturday morning is a time for men to meet and pray together. Home Bible studies are available for everyone. They provide a place to learn while getting to know others in fellowship. There are many other gatherings such as baptisms and retreats, and fun events such as bowling, golfing, chili feeds, fishing, church picnics, etc., etc., etc. You know, the pastors want you to grow in your faith. Or if it's your case, come to know the Lord if you haven't yet to do so. If you'd like to turn your life to Christ and don't know how, our pastors, elders, other people can help you. One thing is that you don't have to be a Bible expert. You don't have to measure the good things you have done against the bad things. You don't have to fear God because He loves you. You simply need to believe with all your heart that God unconditionally forgives your sins and that He demonstrated His love by sending His Son to die on the cross in your place. The Bible tells us that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to thank you for listening. Check us out by looking at the bulletin available on Sundays, or visit our website. Just search on our name, Calvary Chapel Palm Desert, and the site will pop up in your browser. Call us if you like at 760-568-9058. When you visit again, please introduce yourself to one of the pastors, greeters, ushers, or anybody you want. As Christ came to serve, we try to do also. We hope to see you soon.